This is KUOW. I'm Joshua McNichols. Today on KUOW Presents, we heard an episode of 99% Invisible, the podcast, all about maps. For every city, there are an infinite number of potential maps that could be created, and each one of those maps tells a different story about that city. So that got us thinking about maps that tell the story of Seattle. So I headed down to the map collection at the University of Washington.
And, of course, this weekend in Seattle, we have the Pride Parade. So I'm looking at a map of Seattle's gay and lesbian history here. Can you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Matthew Parsons. I am the head of the map collection in the University of Washington Libraries here in Seattle.
So describe this map that we're looking at.
Sure. So this is a map called Claiming Space, and it shows, broken down by decade from the 40s to the 2000s, different locations within Seattle and Seattle's neighborhoods where there were gay-friendly establishments, businesses, or landmarks, etc.
And what kind of a story does this tell about the history of gay culture and lesbian culture in Seattle?
Well, it's really neat in that primarily what it does is it shows maybe the shift in geography away from Pioneer Square to Capitol Hill.
So you're saying gay culture used to be located in Pioneer Square before it moved to Capitol Hill?
Yeah, according to this map, there was a lot prior to the 70s. A lot of the establishments were located in Pioneer Square. And then since the 70s, things have moved, and most of it has moved to Capitol Hill.
What's an example of one of those old establishments in Pioneer Square that you can think of?
Well, let's see. I guess maybe the Submarine Room. I guess this would be in Pioneer Square or close to it. In the 60s, in the basement of the Smith Tower was this lesbian bar.
Here's one that says the Garden of Allah at 1299 First Avenue was 1946 to 1956 Seattle's first gay-owned gay bar. The Garden of Allah was located in the basement of the Arlington Hotel.
Right, yeah, and the garden was frequented by men and women and featured female impersonators and vaudeville entertainment. And actually, down in the corner, down here, is a little photo from our special collections unit that is of patrons, and it was taken at the Garden of Allah in the 50s, it looks like. So we've got what I'm assuming is a person in drag flanked by two members of the military, it looks like.
And you can see that photo and more photos from the Garden of Allah at our website. They're at kuow.org/kuowpresents. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.